the pandemic, the wildfires, and much, much more. Of course, we know about how much food insecurity there is in Sonoma County. We've talked about various food drives over the past few weeks in particular, and there's another one coming up day after tomorrow we want to tell you about. It is Food for Thought that is putting it together, the nonprofit organization that helps to feed 850 Sonoma County residents living with a range of serious illnesses, including HIV and AIDS and other chronic situations. So there is this particular food drive going on in Santa Rosa. And Ron Karp is here. He's the executive director of Food for Thought. Ron, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
You're continuing to do the good work through trying times, and talk about the needs that you have seen arise even way more than usual since the pandemic began.
Well, COVID has just been amazing in its effect on food insecurity, as you mentioned just now. In fact, it's doubled, especially for families with children, just since COVID. So it's a huge problem in Sonoma County and all across the country. And we've responded in a great way. We've doubled our capacity since March. And we've also created a new program to serve people that are infected with COVID-19 so that we can bring food to people while they're quarantined in their homes. So we served over 600 people, especially families, since May.
All COVID-related families?
All COVID-related.
Wow.
And that's in addition to the increased needs amongst the other 850 clients that we serve with other illnesses.
How have you managed to keep up with demand?
Well, we've had to retool our systems, and we can't really use volunteers in our facility anymore because while COVID's with us because of the risk of contamination of the facility. So we've hired 7 or 8 new staff people, and we've upped our production out of our kitchen. And so we're just doing everything that we can. A lot of systems have been made much more efficient. We're doing sort of mass production of our grocery orders, so it's more efficient. And then we've created a lot more delivery routes. We deliver food all over the county, and since our volunteers can't volunteer in the facility, they're helping us by staffing these new delivery routes that we have.
Well, thank goodness for that. When you're adding another 600 people to the roster there, wow, that's pretty difficult to do. And we know, too, that in times like these, economic times like these, Ron, that it's sometimes more difficult for people to give at this time. How is that part of the equation going for you?
Well, there are some people that can't afford to do that, so, and that's, of course, very understandable, but we've had a lot of people really step up. And a number of people, when I call a lot of people to thank them for their donation, a lot of people said, well, I'm not really able to travel, and I'm at home and not spending as much money, so I'm just going to give more money to Food for Thought and other agencies.
Good thought, that makes perfect sense. And tell us about...
I was just going to say we've had this incredible outpouring of support from very generous people in the community, and that's really the only reason why we're able to double our services.
Yeah, pretty amazing numbers there. And tell us what's going on day after tomorrow, Ron. How can we help?
So one way for people to help us is to bring us food at our drive-through food drive. So we're having one at Santa Rosa Plaza this Thursday on the 17th, and people can buy food for us. We're looking for hearty soup, canned tuna, and olive oil as the primary things, but also other healthy food. And we're not looking for people to empty out their closets of expired food because we can't use that and we'll just have to throw it away.
Right.
But we are really interested in those items, the hearty soup, canned tuna, and olive oil. And if people don't want to shop and bring us food, they can always donate at our website, which is fstfoodbank.org.
Yeah, and it's very easy to do, whether you want to volunteer or whether you want to donate through FFT, then it's super easy to do on that website.
Sure, and let me just clarify that The food drive is located at the Santa Rosa Plaza parking lot at the corner of 2nd Street and B Street, and it's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that's on Thursday. And we will be there with our van and staff and volunteers to accept food.
Yeah, that's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Thursday. And thanks for pointing out the exact location of that at 2nd and D Streets in the Santa Rosa Plaza. So this is a drive-through thing. And can people just hand you bags of groceries or maybe money if they want?
Sure, we'll accept both. Yeah. And also if people are concerned about contact, they can put the food in the back seat or the back of their car, and we'll pull it out for them, and they won't even have to have any exposure. But we will be social distancing with masks.
Very good. Very good. Well, it is more than a worthy cause. Generally, the number of people that Food for Thought is able to take care of over the course of a year is striking enough. But add COVID and COVID families to that. And it is pretty amazing what you're able to do during this difficult year, Ron.
Well, thank you. And, the need is there, and we have to do as much as we can. And, the main thing that we chose to really put our energy into is this COVID program, and just as important to make sure that all of our existing clients get what they need.
Very good. We appreciate your being with us. Again, that is 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Thursday, day after tomorrow, at 2nd and D Streets in the Santa Rosa Plaza there. You can bring hearty soups, canned tuna, olive oil, and other healthy foods to that location. And if you would like to donate your money or your time, you can go to fftfoodbank.org.